Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
Hi, welcome to Zero. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate you supporting this show because this show has helped me get through some crazy times. And I love having these conversations with people from different walks of life and different philosophies on how they see the world. And like what helps them get through these chaotic times. And I believe this is going to be one of these discussions. He has a wonderful podcast. It's called Dangerous World Podcast. Please welcome to the show, Brandon Peacock. How are you, brother?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Hey, I'm not trying to make you feel old, but I have been listening to you and your cohorts for about a third of my life at this point. So I'm super honored and grateful to be here, man. Yeah, I run the Dangerous World podcast with Ryan, who you also graced with your presence, I think about a month ago. He talked about consciousness and cryptocurrency with you guys there.
Oh, yeah, which is a really great discussion. And I should do your guys' podcast sometime, and I should have you guys on the Union of the Unwanted next time, because it's very interesting what is Bitcoin and all that, but that's a different conversation. Right. Why I'm excited to have you on is because this is a spiritual podcast, and you had reached out about coming on and talking about atheism, and I think it's a wonderful conversation to have because, you know, for me, spirituality for me is what gets you through these chaotic times, what helps you connect with others. And if atheism is something that works for you, maybe it will work for somebody else that's listening. So this show is all are welcome. It's not always necessarily people that I always agree with. And I'm not saying I don't agree with you here. I'm just because, you know, to each their own. But, you know, it's like, this is where all are welcome. Christians, Muslims, Jews, atheists, spiritual, you name it, straight, gay. I just want to hear what helps you deal with this chaotic world we live in. So let's get into this atheism, man. What? So I got some notes here. I always ask for people for notes, and it's starting off. What isn't atheism and what is atheism?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to be super meta and prove that I'm really smart right off the get-go here, man. A lot of the times when I'm talking about atheism, when I'm kind of preaching for it, I find myself really defending against a lot of attacks that affix atheism to a lot of things that I think a lot of the conspiracy theory world that I delve in on the Dangerous World podcast, a lot of those same waters, dude. What atheism isn't is communism. You know, it's not anarchism. It's not believing in spiritualism. You can be a spiritualist. You can be people who believe in frequencies, which, you know, I talk all the time and disagree with guests like Mark from the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast and a whole bunch of other podcasts about. We disagree about just the metaphysical reality of what what the world is and the way that we perceive the world. That really has a feedback loop to what we do about changing the world, going about how we change it.
Okay. And so let's get into what is atheism then. Let's not focus on what it's not, because I think that's putting a tint on the conversation, meaning that people are coming into this with a view of that it's this, and this.
Yeah.
I would like to know, it's more about what is atheism to you?
For sure. And I just bring that up because I know a whole bunch of people bring a whole lot of a priori ideas about it. But yes, atheism is simply this. It is the negation of the assertion that theism makes. You just look at the etymology of the word atheism. A is not, and theism is an idea that says there is a personal God creator or personal God creators that play a role in your life on a daily basis. Atheism is not saying that there is no God. It is not saying that. It is only a rejection that there are gods. And I think that by recognizing that truth, we open ourselves up to a whole bunch more important questions that need to be answered. And in that is how you find the best version of spirituality.
Hold on. It is a rejection of a God or any God, but it's not saying there is no God.
Right. And this is a philosophical point. It can seem nitpicky, but
no, it can seem contradictory.
Right. But so
that's why I want to hear what you have to say.
For sure.
Because it seems like you're negating what you're saying. You're saying there is no God, but you're saying that there could be God.
Okay, so it is so theists show up on Sunday and claim that there is a God.
Okay.
I do not accept those arguments. That, however, is not me saying that there is no God. There's this idea in philosophy called the null set problem. It's the idea that you really can't disprove anything. Like, I can say that there's no such thing as pink unicorns, but really, at the bottom of it, I cannot say that because I can't be everywhere at all times. And it does not take me saying there are no pink unicorns to just on a daily basis look at the evidence very easily, very factually, very logically, and say, okay, there's no evidence for that, at least. I'm down for evidence. I'm down for evidence of the flying spaghetti monster. There just is none. Now, that's not, and again, I don't know if I've driven that home clear enough, but that does not mean that there is no, that's what I'm saying, that there is no God.
So. What you're saying is, in a weird way, that there's no proof of God, but there's no proof that there is no God.
Exactly. That ends up putting a lot of people in the middle of agnostics. I really, truly call these people just someone, they just need to pick a side. They need to be a little bit more decisive. And just because there is no evidence of there not being something, that doesn't make it a 50-50 gamble here. We can just say, we can look at materialism and look at the way that science has revealed the way that the earth works, and that is good enough for now. And the spots, the things that we don't know about how the world works and how our spirits and minds interplay, those are good questions, and they are not helped by the existence of a God or God figures.
Well, let me, okay, and that's totally fine, because I feel that, like, that it, and how does that, let me get into this. That's totally fine. I don't agree with every statement you're saying, and that's okay, because, again, I'm not here to just talk to people I agree with. And I think spirituality is different than religion. I think religion has been is weaponized spirituality, that has been weaponized to bring in to a certain type of thought that is contrary to a different groups of people's thoughts. And the people that have programmed both of those groups are the same fucking people. That they, you know, we've seen existence of, you know, the Bible was created by people who believe in the sun, right? And so if you say, if they believe in the sun, right, we see the sun, does that mean there's no gods? But that's, but I'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But the belief that that, you know, a Bible or a Quran or the Talmud, you know, I've had conversations about the stories of how these books show up and what they represent, to me is an attempt to I'm gonna be, and this could piss some people off, because, you know, you talk to Christians, they really love the Bible, and I totally get that. But when you know that they've left stories out of the Bible, that right there has to go, why are those stories left out? And to me, that goes, something's going on here. And, you know, the Quran, I just had a conversation with a gentleman on, and I know people love to, you know, there's some Western who want to demonize Islam. I think Islam has been manipulated by powerful forces to cause them to all want to rage against Western culture and for Western culture to demonize them, even though we all fully understand that the powers that be, the military industrial complex, have assassinated moderate Muslims and installed extremist Muslims to preach this kind of fire and brimstone Islamic teachings, which still are the results of us bombing the fuck out of them over there. So to me, religion is a manipulation. But just like for you and your atheism, I say if this is something that gets you through this and helps you deal with what's going on. See, there's an issue right now, again, and this is, I'm exploring is, you know, this reliance on science. And I think the truth of the matter is like today some people will be like, science says blah, blah, blah. Well, that's today, right? Science 100 years ago was saying, drill a hole in your head and release the demons. You know, and then we go a little farther. We go, so science is always changing. And now, in particular, when we take a look at this virus and this vaccine and all this stuff that's going on right now with that, what we're finding is the science tends to find the results of those who fund the science, right? So that's kind of what I'm getting into. And I am totally fine with if you can get through this chaotic world with believing that there's no proof that God exists. And I'm okay with that as well. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I just had this conversation today with somebody, but I want to hear your thoughts on what I was just talking about, because I don't want to go too far down the line and talk the whole time, because I'm really here to hear what you have to say, because I'm interested in hearing all philosophies. So about what I'm talking about, any thoughts on that?
Yeah,
did I even say anything at all? I don't know.
No, totally. There's like four things in here that probably fill the rest of our time with here. So the first one is, you're mentioning that it is religion is a manipulation. I am in addition to being an atheist, I would also consider myself an anti-theist, someone who thinks that the world would be a better place without theistic forces, and that ridicule for the ridiculous ideas is a good way to shape the free market of ideas and make ideas that are based on human sacrifice, the things that people are storming the Capitol thinking that they're preventing, you know, but they'll go to church on Sunday and worship in this religion that is based on human sacrifice, right? But you also have to recognize, as you mentioned, that it has had function. It has contributed to a whole bunch of people's lives. I think personally that the act of praying for someone is extremely similar to the Buddhist practice of loving kindness meditation, where you're just sending out positive vibes towards that person. You're prepping yourself. Even if you believe in the soul, I don't, but you're prepping your soul, you're prepping your mind for the next time you see them to just have this bloom of happiness coming out of them. So
Are you okay with Buddhism?
Well, I think you can play, like, you can nip at the edges with this, but I think Buddhists are atheists. I mean, I think that's...
Well, Buddhists believe in a creator, creating the simulation. They believe in this simulation has been created by whatever it might be, but they do believe in that.
I mean, I don't know at what stage that would have come on. I'm not actually, I don't consider myself a Buddhist scholar or anything like that. I don't know what they believe. So what their practices are, though, are just fine. Like we can talk about just peaceful Christians going about their ways. They're doing good things. But I think, and there's a philosophical question here of whether you'd rather be right or happy, but I think that they are not mutually exclusive and that we can be right, and that it helps us be happier a little bit faster, a little bit more frequently. Next, your point on skepticism towards the science, man. I am the globalist lefty science skeptic on the Dangerous World podcast, right? So I am one that all my guests come on to as a punching bag, I like to say, behind the scenes, you know? They disagree with me like crazy. We find ways to talk about it. And but these ideas, they do not help us along in understanding how the universe works. And people, the reason that science has been proven wrong so many times is that it has been disproven, but it's been disproven by scientists. Not in how many years has it been proven by people like Florence Nightingale, just nurses going along who just noticed, hey, maybe nurses should like wash their hands before they have surgery. I think that the skepticism towards science is rooted in theist ideology, and it can be an affront. And I think that ridicule of those ideas is a very powerful way. I understand that this makes my ideas make me look like an asshole. I understand, like, I'm trying to take away something.
No, it doesn't. No? Because again, this to me, you are just simply stating what helps you get through this. Because I would like to believe this is what helps you deal with the day-to-day stuff and, you know, these chaotic times and this virus and then this fucking vaccine and then this mass and all this stuff and this upheaval and all this stuff. It's like, I this is what I would hope is what you're getting through. So for me, you know, when I sit down and, you know, for things that in my life have happened where I brought in people such as like Matt LaCroix, who have talked about ancient knowledge and how like pyramids in Peru are very similar to the pyramids in the Middle East and the just the ancient texts, the Sumerian texts. And then you go even deeper into that, the Tarian texts and stuff like that. And then we start getting into, you know, eagle versus serpent and all that stuff. And then I have somebody like Von Galt on who comes on and is like, from a spiritual point of view, comes in and starts saying the exact same thing, you know, that, you know, this is assimilation, that there, you know, nobody can control you. The energy you put out is the energy you get back and things like that. Then I start going, okay, here's a guy from a scientific point of view and someone from a spiritual point of view, and they're saying the exact same thing. But, you know, for me, man, this is like one guy talked to another guy about what gets them through. And at the end of the day, they're just, you know, we got to Bruce Lee this shit, and we got to take like, what is the best things that work for you? What works for you? And that is where we get into like spirituality, because when we trust only science to something has to be proven scientifically, right? Because that is the standard in which as children, we are just pounded into our head that we have to use a scientific method to explain stuff. Okay. So I go, how do you explain momentum in sports? How do you measure it? How do you explain it? It's probably unexplainable. And I've had scientists go, yeah, that is. And so for me, man, you know, I'm going to tell you, as I come in from a tinfoil hat point of view, you know, that there's these group of people out there, that, you know, have created the system. I mean, if you want to get into the Rockefeller funded school system and how it rewards those who follow and pounds on those who think outside the box and pushes us in. It pushes you into this. The more and more you comply, the more and more you're rewarded. And then at some point, you're just corralled into this fucking low-paying, spiritually fucking vapid job. And you're stuck there because you followed all the rules. So, you know, it's like, and we just get into this thing. And that is, to me, the laws of physics. And I know this is going to get into some weird shit. And I'll get into why this works for me. And how the only way I can explain it for me. And again, I want to know about you and what you're thinking, but I'm just telling you from my point of view. And I knew we'd get into this, and I just don't want you to think this is a debate. On like argument on, because neither of us are going to teach, have anybody walk away from this think anything differently than they are. But if you say a couple things, I go, okay, man, that makes a little sense. I'm going to take that. I'm going to throw it into my tool belt, and it's going to be like gung fu, you know, it's like MMA. You take the best of what works and you throw out what doesn't work. But all I know is that they make this box, and it's called the laws of physics. And if it doesn't fit into that, it's thrown out. Well, I'm going to tell you, the stuff that has changed my life is the stuff that exists outside of that. And the only way I know, can I can say to you, it's real, is that when I apply these principles in my life, I apply these things I've learned, my life changes incredibly. When I come to understand that there's a million things going on right now, right? There's a million things going on, right? I could focus on the negative, which is the shadow right here on the side of my face is driving me fucking nuts because it makes it look like it's unfucking professional. I'm one of the high-end people doing this. I'm very blessed to do well on it. And I got bad shadows right now. I'm like, are the people who are paying for this premium content going to appreciate this? Or they go, why am I paying for this? And this guy's got fucking bad shadows. Or I can focus on that, dude. I mean, I've somehow figured out how to light my fucking kitchen up so I could do an interview with a guy who wants to talk about atheism and that I've never talked to anybody about. And I could really fucking enjoy this moment, or I could just focus on the fucking shadow on my face. So when I learned that all these things are going on and what I focus on is this positive shit, stuff starts a thing. And then it gets into the laws of abundance, right? The rules of the model of abundance versus scarcity. And you start studying that shit. Then you start studying just like this thing that's changed my life is like abundancy, man, helping others, you know, and I do this thing where I help others and I can't explain it, brother, other than it's a fucking video game and I get this boop, 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 boop going on. I can't explain it. So that's what spirituality is to me. It's just like this thing where it's like, I've lived in the fucking negative. I've lived in the drugs. I've lived in the fucking the sex and the drugs and all that crazy shit. And I got zero out of it. And then I moved into this other thing. And I kind of just started looking into the world and going this. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what it is. Is there a God? I don't fucking know. Is there a dude up there called fucking Abrexis who's a chicken snake God? I don't fucking know, dog. But all I know is like when I practice these principles, my life seems to change a little bit, and that's all I can say.
Yeah. Still not treating this like a debate. I would just like to point out that let me prelude this. I was a strong Christian, as many atheists are. Strong Christian, know the Bible really, really well. I think I'm a pretty good historian. I'm a sociologist. I know a lot about the sociology of the Bible and things surrounding that. I know what it felt like to have that certainty and to have that kind of a fuck it button on some of the crazier shit that I believe because of the fact that at the end of the day, it got me together with my friends once a week on Sunday. You know, that shaped my life based off of that. The point, the fact though, is that you can believe in a whole bunch of spiritual stuff that is very, very different from other theists, but they still, those mechanisms that give your spirit some calm, they still do a lot of the same things, yet they claim to get to the source through different methods. That, to me, just indicates that there is something philosophically, metaphysically upstream, and that is only by throwing away the folk science of, you know, this is my truth. This is my truth. Thinking that is an acceptable answer. It leaves me still wanting to poke at the certainty there and just wanting to encourage people to just say, it's okay that you don't know. Like, it's okay. I don't believe in the spirit. Okay, I think
we're at an interesting place right now. Because not knowing is different than knowing, saying that something doesn't exist. And again, dude, this is not me trying to go, dude, you gotta get the Lord, sure, man. Sure. It's like that you're on your own journey and you may be just here to go on this godless journey. And then at the end, you're like, oh, fuck, that was a weird way to do it. Or, hey, dude, that went way better than I thought it was gonna go. That's what I'm gonna do. And that's how you become one with the universe again. You know, that's my whole thing. It's like, you know, I, Tim Fall has taken me down some rabbit holes I would never have ever thought about before, you know? And again, like, I don't want to get into like, try and convince you of that there's a God, because the reality is like, I would rather you believe what you want to believe than sit here and like that and have you believe what you want to believe. I don't want to be, maybe that's, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a part of me that thinks Doug Stanhope would just be telling me I'm a fucking pussy if I tried to tell you that you fucking God existed. But the truth of the matter is, it's like, I think we all have to find that shit that just helps us to get through our life. And, you know, when I start talking about like archons and low frequency demons, high frequency, you know, beings of light around you, and these things that you're like, you know, can you prove it? I go, all I know is that when I start, like, you know, it's like I struggle with drugs, man, you know, and when I ask for the beings of light to come in, and when I see like some hooker I used to do drugs with way back in the day, right? And I'm like, oh man, I would love to escape my life, but I know I can't because I have kids now, and I'm cleaning my life up and I have to stay around. But fucking getting weird with drugs and hookers was a lot of fun at one point. What? But it's like right now I can't do it, and I got to ask for things because I have zero willpower. So I got to ask for things to help me get through it. And maybe that is my magic feather. I don't know. But you know what? It helps me get through it. And little things that, you know, for me, it's like the law of attraction. What is prayer? Prayer is just practicing the law of attraction, whether you're writing down your goals in life or you're asking that whatever's running everything to just kind of put it out. I don't know, man. That's kind of what I'm all about, you know? So that's kind of just me.
Do you though find it, is there something intrinsic to believing in a God or a God creator though? When you talk about your own spirituality though, does that, cause you can be an atheist and believe in the spirit and not believe the spirit. I don't, and still am riddled with a lot of the things that you're talking about. That's one of the best things about humanity is we all share a whole bunch of the same pains. Right. But to me, it used to be very, very helpful. Now it is nothing to me. Having some kind of idea about a God or a God creator have something in my life. Does it get you, does it define your spirituality at all at this point? I find that people think that they do have some God thoughts in them, but when they really root around, they really very, very quickly find themselves in at least an agnostic position. And again, I'm here to nudge you over the edge. If you know, I'm not debating you here, but literally just because I like sussing out what others believe too. Is it intrinsically important to you that a God exists?
No, because for the longest time, I didn't think I rejected all organized religion. I rejected it very early. My father rejected it. I think something happened to him in the Catholic schools. We never got into it, but I think something happened. He rejected religion very early. I went to church maybe four times. I was never ever religious. And I look at the thing, I look at religions and I just see mortal men trying to speak of what people beyond, entities beyond of what we could even understand, you know? And this is all I do in my life, man. It's like, I interview people. They tell me some things. I think about it. And I go, how does this fit into my puzzle? And sometimes if the pieces just click, I go, okay, that might be something, you know? And for me, it's like when I talk to people who've done like historical research, and I talk to people who have done spiritual, whether it's Buddhism or Hinduism or I've people who love the Bible and Jesus. I'm cool with that as well, you know? Again, it's like, and atheists, the people I talk to, you know, when they start talking about things that kind of click in with people they've never met before, coming from research side, I start going, okay, there's something there. And you know, for me, it's just like, if the pieces start to click, there could be something there. And I have a really good bullshit meter, and I'm not perfect. Nobody bats 1,000, but you know, I just start hearing stories, the same story being told many different ways by people who have no association with themselves. And I start wondering if there's something to it. And, you know, I don't know, man, it's just like these crazy times. to just sit there, you know, and want to believe in science will get us through this. And, you know, for me, man, when I study what's going on with all these fucking, these like parasite billionaires that are just hell bent on like, dude, fucking Bill Gates wants to block out the sun and stop carbon dioxide. And it's just the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. I mean, we make oxygen from carbon dioxide. This guy's like, there's too much. Let's block out the sun. So what, you want to get rid of carbon dioxide in the sun, which plants use to make oxygen. So you want to get rid of oxygen, you fucking sweater wearing motherfucker. Okay. It is what it is, man. You know, I just study history and all that stuff, but go on.
You're talking to the right guy on the wrong podcast. My cousin and I, again, on the Dangerous World podcast, right when we started, had a Bill Gates versus Donald Trump episode, and I'm the one defending Bill Gates. So again, we'll definitely have to meet up and talk about these ideas and the existence of aforementioned monsters and reptilians. I think that, you know, the old joke is like, what do a group of atheists do when they gather on Sunday? To just go in there and believe in nothing, right? By preaching atheism, I am only saying that all of those answers that you were certain that you had because of what theology and what the theist movement has given you, you need to throw those out because they're based on bad reasoning. And all of your answers, all of your questions are there in front of you, and it takes hard work. If you gotta figure out how you want to live, and then the way that you want to live is going to affect the world, and you have a place to be a
vocal. Well, you're 100% talking about spirituality right there. You're just coming from a different place. I mean, what you're saying is, you know, the rejection of religion, the belief in that you affect the world, the energy you put out is how you affect the world. That is straight up spiritualism.
How about this, though? Do you find it necessary that a spirit exists to have spirituality? Because I don't, I do not believe in the spirit, and I think it's a vital point to this discussion.
Well, I believe in energy, and I think energy exists, and energy is just, an energy could just be the fucking simulation, and it's like, you know, it's just like positive energy brings it, just creates positivity. Negative energy creates negativity. The more energy, negative energy you put out, the more negative shit that starts happening around you. And it's just more and more I study it, I think we live in a fucking realm. You've heard people talk about for a very long time, longer than the Bible and all that stuff was around, in the Bible, the way we know it. And again, that's not against the Bible, but it's like, it sounds to me more like you have a problem with organized religion than you do with the belief of that. So the belief is, so your 100% belief is that we are just basically organisms on a rock curling through space.
But both of those are true. We are built of nothing but orgasms, and we are nothing but organisms. That does not take away hope. It does not take away the reasons for altruism. It doesn't. If you strip away all of that, you are still left with a whole bunch of questions about how to go about the world. And a lot of people dilute atheists' discussions and critiques of religion to, oh, you just have a problem with organized religion. I guarantee that a majority of those are, you're just writing off that argument.
Okay, let's get into this real quick. Tell me how you apply atheism to your life.
So this is why, and I know it's frustrating starting off with a stupid question like what atheism isn't, but atheism, and I'm here preaching that, does not have anything to say about that. It really, really doesn't. It only says that there is not evidence that there are gods factoring into that, so into our lives. So at that time, for me personally, I apply my spirituality through things like the McMindfulness movement.
So,
right?
So let me ask you something. Yeah. Viruses exist?
Another.
Why? How do viruses exist? Well, because a science tells you.
Well, I mean,
you yourself looked at a virus.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. You worship scientism.
Well,
you 100% worship Scientism.
That reasoning, though, it is I think a very, very red herring. So I've never been to Malaysia. And have you been to Malaysia?
No, I've not been to Malaysia.
But I don't think that we have to take it on some extraordinary level of faith. And it does
been to a past life, but there's many people who have been to past lives. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you accept certain truths that you have not experienced, right? And it's based on what you think is an acceptable truth. But there are some people that will tell you they traveled to a past life and they believe as much as that as this, as your friend who went to Malaysia.
But I think in doing that, they make certain truth claims. They make claims about the way that the universe works. They show, they give you methods by which you can measure the accuracy of their statements. Okay. And I know that there's this crushing critique of evidence-based ideas, but I think that the last 400 years in Europe and arguably 1,200 years in the Arab world have shown us that divorcing ourselves from this, from these folk science ideas, that religion is. Like, religion is an attempt to explain the universe, you know what I mean? Divorcing ourselves from that is extremely important, and then you've got to figure it out for yourself. Just don't include. You can have all the good stuff. I have all the good stuff. It doesn't need to be based on any of the bullshit. And I think that point is important, and ridicule of that bullshit is useful.
Okay, all right. So again, I mean, I understand that from that there's this perception that atheists have problems with organized religion. I personally think that is what I'm getting from here, and I could be wrong, and that's totally fine. But you know, when you're talking about the last 1,200 years, about, you know, the there are many people out there to say man has been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and that what has happened over and over and over again is that our history is consistently being robbed from us about who we are, where we're from, and what we're doing, and that these group of people, in particular Bill Gates, are part of this whole group that is just trying to manifest a certain type of reality. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that Bill, we could talk about what religion does. What has science done?
Well,
what has science done to humanity?
That idea, though, the ideas that I think lead one to believe that Bill Gates is as bad as I think you think he is, I think, born out of this idea that religion does bring to us. It is a very, very specific truth claim about almost all religions, is this idea of good and evil, where people are dissected in this way, where they are black and white. They're good and evil. No, this is.
Let me ask you something real quick. Good and evil. We're going to use Bill Gates. It is a straight up. There is a video clip of him saying, if the vaccine works, we'll have about 10 to 15% less people.
If the vaccine works,
yes. There's an actual interview where he says that. If we're lucky, we'll lose 10 to 15%.
I can see though how he's still saying that the vaccine will help. Do you by chance?
No.
So I think that he is implying that without the vaccine we will lose more. With
it, that's not what he's saying at all. He's saying with the vaccine we will, and then you have to study his father and his mother.
His
father was in charge of Planned Parenthood. His father was a straight up eugenics. You know, I mean, that is straight up eugenics, which is what the Nazis were known for. I mean, we can get into discussion of, you know, I've had people tell, well, the Nazis weren't that bad. I'm like, they're cultic scumbags. Okay. So my whole thing is, like, Bill Gates right now is being sued in India for his vaccine causing so much paralysis.
I am aware of these claims.
Okay. Sam,
and I know
he
I
didn't.
Know,
yeah.
I know
so,
that.
I mean, like, this is my whole point is, like, it's like very easy to get mad at religious people for doing bad things. But then it seems like we're turning our head. Like, you know, Dr. Fauci is the Hitler of AIDS, right? You know that, right?
I believe that that was a pitch for an episode that my cousin made about 2 weeks ago. So yeah, very, okay. very familiar and researched in it. What, I know about the claims. Right.
Okay. So basically he had a drug called AZT, right? And it was originally a cancer drug, but it was so toxic, it was killing people. But they spent so much money on this drug, they wanted to use it. So they put it on the shelf, they diluted it just enough, and they said that and that's what they used to cure, to basically say the cure people with AIDS. And it's actually most likely what killed them. Let's just say that premise is cool. It is true. Let's just say that's another show to debate. That is science. Let's say that instance is true. What does that say about science at that moment and these Dr. Fauci people, and which Bill Gates is working with?
Yeah, no, I am very, very quickly able to say that if that is true, if that is true, there's a whole bunch that I need to deal with, because there are such things as this is a gateway into evil people, shape-shifting lizards, all this stuff. That I understand that, but
my whole thing is, you see, like, though, listen,
you see though, how after just a little bit of research, like, I know that there are these claims that Bill Gates is being sued in India. There is just no evidence, and I think the pushback against anti-evidenceism and scientism is again rooted in these theological theist ideas, because they're the first ones that we have.
Why is there no, there's totally fucking cases like that. The Tuscanini experiment, right? Do you believe that happened?
Oh, yeah. To the Tuskegee experiment, absolutely. Specifically, though, about Bill Gates in India is the one I'm talking about. Bad people exist and have done terrible things.
And done they stuff in the name of science. So you're telling me Bill Gates is not being sued right now in India. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. I think that is the claim that was made. But the any kind
Bill
of...
Gates, hold on. Bill Gates, yeah. Gates, banned in... Okay. Banned from... Here we go. Bill Gates banned from 22 countries. The long stretch of... okay. Huffington Post. Former staff of government said in Ghana made a shocking claim of partially funded by the Gates Foundation that tested contraceptives. Okay, blah, 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 blah. And basically, here's one that says that Bill Gates... Listen, I don't want to get into this because I realize this is not the purpose of what I want this show to be.
I know.
I want this show to be, how does atheism help you get through this? Right here is where in the Huffington Post, it says he's in trouble in Ghana, okay, for that. Let me see if he's if he has something going on in see, my only thing is this, is like, I don't have any problems with, I just feel that, like, the amount of leniency that you give to science, you refuse to give to spirituality.
Right.
Okay, because some religious people did some shit. But when we talk about science, right, and scientism, you just say it's a couple bad apples. When we apply it to religion, the bad apples destroy the whole thing.
So I understand that perception, and it is an extremely, extremely common one, and I'm super happy that you brought it up. Because I would argue science is not something that you believe in. It is a system, but in my opinion, a self-correcting system that doesn't in and of itself have any value-laden discoveries to be had. And people who have done these terrible things, as you describe, I wouldn't describe it this way, but in the name of science, they're not using it in the right way. But goddamn, that sarin gas works pretty fucking good, don't it? Like, they're coming up with good stuff. We're now talking through basic Einsteinian, like, laser technology that was thought up 100 years ago, and this is only through the pushback against religion, starting in Renaissance Europe and sometimes in the Islamic Empire, where they stop believing in good things for bad reasons. and say, what higher truth can we come to? And I know we're not addressing Bill Gates right here, but it is the beliefs of people being good and evil and thinking that there's someone out there who just wants to mass murder some, like millions of people. That's like rooted in like evil, man. Like, you got to believe in like jinns.
Hitler kill a bunch of people?
No. Yes. But
why can Hitler kill a bunch of people, but Bill Gates not want to kill a bunch of people? Why does Bill Gates get exempt from that belief? Why can Bill Gates not want to kill a bunch of people?
Oh no, he could. He absolutely could. It is a matter of if there is evidence to say that it is happening. And I think that at very least, conspiracy theorists who talk about this will admit, yeah, he's doing a whole bunch of good work, like a lot of good work. But you understand he's doing that to cover up the badness, you know, to cover up his real motives. This is not the discussion with Hitler. He is out in 4 years after he is democratically elected. Like, he's gone. You know what I mean? They kicked his ass out. He lost. This is not Bill Gates's character. This is a guy who's delivering vaccines who, I tell you what, every time my cousin comes over, I mask up. Yes, I believe in vaccines. Yes, I believe in viruses. We're coming at this in different ways. And to get back to spirituality, it calms my spirit that I don't think exists to know that there are people like Bill Gates out there. I know how cringeworthy that is to your guys' ears, to a lot of your listeners, but it is true. Right.
It just
demonstrates how different.
If they told you Putin was going to kill a bunch of people, would you believe Putin was going to kill a bunch of people?
I think that because the evidence was leaking out slowly during, like, especially from the pogroms, and then they have like a history of doing this, that it wouldn't be unthinkable. Again, they can't, a whole bunch of things are possible. It's the question of if there is evidence.
Fauci lied about AIDS and he works with Bill Gates, why can't Bill Gates be just as complicit when it comes to this?
So I respect the Socratic method. Like, you have to ask some questions to get at some truths, but the Socratic method, asking that question is an attempt at deduction, not induction, I think. And I think that there are valid reasons for why that could be true, why that statement that you made could be true, but they very, very often get thrown out when faced, or people listen to those arguments instead of the ones that say, that have perfectly legitimate reasons to explain why something like this might look as bad as it is, and yet science is kicking ass. It's helping us a lot.
So if I sent you something from vaxtruth.com, would you think that that story has as much legitimacy as if I sent you it from abc.com?
I know that in practice, I might not be able to live up to this standard, but because I don't think you should attack the source, I think I would listen to it just as readily. I really, really, okay, truly believe that, because, okay, yeah, because that's actually quite a bit of the draw to the Dangerous World podcast, is I'm able to, like, I understand what this concern is, and I'm not about doing ad hominems, because I think that people don't have this evil in them. Like, people can do bad things, but they are not evil. They got that way because of things that happened before them. And I don't believe in free will. I think we're wet robots. We're just biological. And I'll tell you, to bring it back to spirituality, it actually gives my soul some real, I feel sturdier with those beliefs. It really, really does.
So you believe we only live once?
Absolutely. And we have everything to live for. You know, we have this one life. You got to hurry, man. We're not stocking up piles of treasure in the afterlife. It doesn't matter how we're buried. It matters how we interact with, you can define who the best of us are. It matters how you interact with them. And then it matters how you try to stop the people, the worst among us. And we all define that in different ways. The theistic cause, the theological basis of a whole bunch of reasons that go on to define who is the bad people in the world, Stay away from those guys is my message.
Now,
here.
Do you believe in stuff as the occult?
So, the existence of the occult for sure, but a whole bunch of things that the occult does, is perfectly their rituals and shit. The benefits that they claim to get out of those rituals, I think they're just as easily explained without a god, without demons, without jinns, spirits, souls, afterlives, any of this. If you want to look at, like, what's the highest level occult group that you've mentioned in the last month on the podcast? I mean,
I mentioned a lot of them. We can get into black nobility.
Right. But even black nobility, you have to, what that does, just having an occult group, you don't need any genie, you know, or next afterlife.
But if, let's say, these group of people, right, they kill children in a ritual sacrifice, right? Mm, which right. We know is true. Okay. We know this is true. But if they kill these kids, or they molest these kids, or they rape these kids in rituals for the occult, does it make what they believe real? Because the effects are real. So whether you can prove that there's an occult or not doesn't really matter, because what they're doing is real.
So
the effects of believing in a god, if there's a god that says, hey, man, I believe in this being, this Abraxas, the chicken snake god, I believe in him, and because of that, I'm going to go out and feed the homeless. Doesn't that lead to something? My real question to you is there a, you know, are there atheists who are feeding the homeless right now?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
there are.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but there are people out there doing work in the community.
I am like a liberal, like Obama type. Like I really don't like touting my liberal credits here, but I volunteered at a homeless shelter for like 2 years straight at a mail center. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, you I
can,
respect that.
You can,
dude.
You can
and
be,
listen,
a,
I can be wrong. I'm asking the questions,
right? You can,
I can be wrong.
You can be a shithead and be an atheist, and you can be a and you can be a good person. The key here is, though, is that atheism does not have any point to say anything to say about that. After atheism comes in, after you throw off the shackles of old school ideas, of bad beliefs, of the real child sacrifice, because I don't believe in the Pizzagate thing. I have to tell you, and that shapes.
Oh, you're completely wrong about that. But that's,
I know,
okay.
No, I know, dude. This is again. You need to come on the.
I will.
The
I look forward
world
to it
because this is a third of our content. And by the way, if you guys don't like me, you will love my cousin Ryan. He's the furnace of ambition and has a whole bunch of
conspiracy
theory stuff.
I hope that I haven't failed this interview by putting my own thing on it, because I really wanted this interview to be like, how does this work in your life? And I'm going to say I probably failed at that, because to be honest with you, I don't want, I don't ever want, and you know, a big reason on my show, why I don't do research, right? I don't do research is because I found myself pushing the interviews to where I thought the results were. And like, that's why I stopped researching. I just said, give me these questions you want me to ask, and we'll let the interview go from there. I don't do any research because I don't want to be biased. I want to hear it as the listeners are hearing it in real time. So I feel like I failed in this episode, because I really wanted people to hear what atheism is. And I feel like I feel like it's a natural thing to do, because when you have a belief and you're presented with someone that doesn't believe that, you tend to want to argue on that. And at the end of the day, my real belief is, like, you got to believe what you want to believe, and I got to believe what I want to believe. And when we take our last breath, we'll just figure, like, who is right and who is wrong. And maybe we're both right, maybe we're both wrong. And maybe on the other side of the river where we all go, that will we just laugh going, oh my God, we thought we knew what this fucking thing was.
Well, let me try to put the thread through the needle there. I still realize that I am a Protestant at heart. I am a WASP. You know what I mean? Like I live my life. I have my form of altruism. I treasure the people that I do because of Jesus's example. Still, that is an incredibly defining part of my life, that entire belief system. You, though, I think have to go through life understanding your own thoughts, your own belief system. And yes, atheism is an incredibly vacuous term. To remind everyone, it is just the refuting of the idea that there is or are God or gods that have created the universe, the earth, and have something to say about the way that we live our life. That accepting that, it just opens up more questions. And it makes atheism a difficult topic to talk about, but it is rooted philosophically upstream in a whole bunch of things that make me disagree with people like you and my cousin on the Dangerous World podcast, and yet still find ways to love, respect, and support each other. So, if nothing else, come together in believing nothing, and I think we'll still find our way. I have faith in humanity and altruism. And support the revolution.
Much love, dude. I appreciate you coming on, Brandon. I do appreciate it. I feel like I wish I would let you explain a little bit more of how it applies in your life. But, I guess if you're on a spiritual podcast, there's going to be some back and forth. But at the end of the day, you were kind enough to come on, kind enough to state your claim, and kind enough to, sitting there and go back and forth. And I appreciate you for that. And I hope no matter what, at the end of the day, your beliefs help you get through these chaotic times and find happiness at the end of the day. And just know that it's a beautiful place we live and it's all going to be good. So real quick, you tell them where they can find you.
Yeah. Well, first off, ditto, Sam. Thank you again for having me on. My name is Brandon Peacock. I'm the sound engineer and co-host on the Dangerous World podcast. I co-host it with my cousin, Ryan. He's the crazy guy. He's the furnace of ambition. He brings a whole bunch of the research, the topics.
Crazy's from perspective. Some might think you're the crazy guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you guys don't like me, I guarantee that's a guarantee that you will like my cousin.
I hope they like you, buddy.
So guys, and check in on the Instagram at Dangerous World Pod, Gmail, Dangerous World Podcast at gmail.com. We have a Facebook group, Facebook page. And
do you have
Patreon.
A website?
Patreon. No website. We just started up a year ago. The Instagram is the main hub, and you guys are always talking to Ryan and I. We have a lot of merch and a lot of Patreon support. So hit us up there, guys.
Hey, brother. I appreciate you. I really do. I enjoyed this conversation. I promise you I will come on your podcast and we'll have a fun little more spirited thing. I enjoy it and it's great. And at the end of the day, honestly, I'm really happy that we could leave here. I don't want to just talk to people that I agree with. I just find that to be a very boring life. And I'd rather talk to people I don't agree with. I have a podcast called Conspiracy Social Club, and it's me and Brian Callen. And all we do is yell at each other for an hour, and then we hug it out when the cameras are off because we love each other. And I think that we need more of that. So I'm very thankful for you coming on. I promise you I will come on your podcast and we'll just get you right on this Pizzagate stuff. And it is what it is, brother. So thank you all for listening. I hope you had fun. I'd do this 1,000 times more. I would love to hear from everybody, man. I mean, this is all spirituality, not just my spirituality. Thank you for listening to Zero. Love you guys very much, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you so much. Take care.